Howard Stern remains at SiriusXM as contract negotiations continue. By Paul Bois on September 9, 2025. Radio shock jock Howard Stern still remains at SiriusXM as he continues to negotiate a contract despite rumors he would be leaving. As Breitbart News reported in August, Stern and SiriusXM were on the verge of ending their revolutionary partnership after a 20-year run. Stern's contract is up in the fall, and while Sirius is planning to make him an offer, they don't intend for him to take it, an insider told The Sun at the time. On Monday, Stern confirmed that he and SiriusXM have been continuing negotiations. "SiriusXM and my team have been talking about how we go forward in the future. They've approached me. They've sat down with me like they normally do, and they're fantastic," Stern said. "We've been talking." Stern also said that he is very happy at Sirius and dismissed rumors that he would leave due to SiriusXM, adding podcaster Alex Cooper. "I don't know Alex Cooper," Stern said. "And if she is young and bubbly, God bless her, because I'm the opposite." Stern even expressed dismay over the rumors, saying it put him in a difficult position. "What pisses me off is now I can't leave," Stern said. "I've been thinking about retiring, now I can't." According to The Hollywood Reporter, THR, SiriusXM has been in the midst of belt-tightening, with the company targeting $200 million of annualized savings in 2025 and undergoing layoffs as part of that. The company has recently pointed to its better management of subscriber churn, but has seen its subscriber numbers slowly decline from around 34 million in 2020 to 33 million in the second quarter of 2025. However, SiriusXM executives had expressed a desire to keep him on the air as recently as last week, while noting the deal also has to make sense, noted THR. As Breitbart News reported on several occasions, Howard Stern repeatedly expressed disdain for Trump and his supporters, even going so far to admit he hated those who voted for the former president. "This whole idea of you like me, you are good, and if you don't, you are bad. I've been a victim of this," he said on his SiriusXM show. "I don't agree with Trump politically. I don't think he should be anywhere near the White House. I don't hate the guy. I hate the people who vote for him. I think they're stupid. I do. I'll be honest with you, I have no respect for you." Stern said he did not care if he lost listeners due to airing his political views, and even later compared the former president to Hitler regarding his rhetoric toward immigrants. "It is the same playbook. We have seen it before in history," Stern said. "Hitler was perceived as a clown in Germany. He was one of these buffoonish characters. Somehow he won an election. And that was the end of Germany. He dragged them through hell and back. Before that, he referred to Trump supporters as morons. I mean, my God in heaven, I feel like I'm in a nation of nincompoops. I'm hoping there is still some more brilliant, bright, vibrant people who love this country," he said in 2022. "They have never lived under a dictator. Their freedoms have never really been threatened," Stern added. "And they have no idea what it would be like to live under a different type of system other than democracy." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.